The Vox Markets Podcast.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Vadim Alexander, Head of Healthcare at SP Angel. You all right, Vadim?
How are you, Justin?
Yeah, I'm okay, thanks. I'm surviving just about in this in these markets. I'm treading water. I'm treading water. I'm not, you know, going anywhere quickly, but I'm not, you know, my head's not underwater. That's fine, you know, so I'm all right at the moment. But
that's a good outcome in this market.
Yeah, exactly. So listen, we're going to talk about Hemogenics, HEMO's ticker. Before we do that, I've had a few people question from last week, because, you know, there's people whose money's in the ether somewhere, or their shares are in the ether as far as Spectral MD. It's now gone over to the NASDAQ, of course. MDAI is ticker there. And, this was a sort of almost an arbitrage sort of deal where almost you're going to double your money. And it seems too good to be true almost. And you think in situations, in life actually, when things are too good to be true, they often are. And they listed on the NASDAQ and the share price tanked. And so what the heck has happened? You said you were going to meet with them. Have you met with the company yet?
No, I haven't had a chance to meet with them. But what has come out between the last, I think, last week when we spoke about it and this week, you know, we're a bit in the dark because we didn't know what was going on. Why was there an overhang? Where were these shares coming from? You know, why were there sellers? Yeah. So they thought that what has been, there's been a disclosure announcement. The way their RNSs are through a system called Edgar Online, they're filings, right? Yeah. So they put in a filing, it's called an 8K filing. I mean, all that's not relevant. What's relevant is what's in it. And in that announcement, they mentioned that they did a placing. And that placing, Friday of last week, I think. And in that, basically, if you back out, so they did a raise for about $3.5 million. And if you back out the number of shares, you can back out that the placing was done around the $4.5 level. Okay.
So that explains that level, didn't it? Yeah, it went
down. That explains everything, exactly. Which explains everything now. So that's what's happened there. So you know, there was a small placing. The placing was at a steep discount to the $10 deal price. And that took away the arbitrage, because then that's who sold. You know, it's just like here. Right, it's the same principle. When you have a discounted placing, the stock often falls to the price, especially in this market. Right, it's a bit of a shame. I think we're all hoping for, you know, had that placing not taken place, I think maybe it would have floated out at the deal price. Right, it would have started trading at that price, and that would have been, you know, the hope then would have been you get the BARDA contract, and then you do a bigger placing afterwards. You know, on market. But by the same token, I think, you know, this is all me guessing, because, you know, we haven't had the detail from the company directly. But, you know, I suspect that the cost of the transaction was quite high, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you need a top up to be able to cover that. So, you know, then that's probably what's happened there.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Where's
the price now? But
it's around $4, which is you know, it's cool, whatever that is in sterling. That's about, you know, it translates into about 33p or something like that, 34p, or in the low 30s of the former share price here. Okay, so you have to translate it. There's also a ratio in that very same announcement, which is another thing that, you know, was unclear, as you know, how many shares in the share swap, right? So all that, I would point people, shareholders or people who are interested, to that 8K filing on Edgar Online. This is the US system. You know, this is, if you go there, you'll find the ratio of shares for UK shares, and you'll also find, you know, the placing, and then you'll also find buried in the attachments how many shares were issued, and you can back out the price. You know,
So
I mean, no doubt, there's no doubt about it. That's disappointing, because the arbitrage was what we were all hoping for. But I think, you know, there is still, so my punt is, it was backed up by the fact that the company, the underlying company, has this pending BARDA contract. And, you know, as per the RFPs, and, you know, which is publicly disclosed, we should have an answer on that sometime in the coming months. You know, hopefully in October. Yeah. And with that in mind, you know, let's hope they get out there marketing and get the shares back up, and then have this, hopefully, a substantial contract from BARDA, which should drive the shares.
Yeah. Well, it says to me, you know, often in life, you know, there's no free lunch. is there? We always think that it just, I didn't get involved because I like to keep my shoes in ice on. I hate to move them out and move them around places, so I didn't do it, and I can't do that with that. And I didn't get involved, but it seemed I was very tempted to get involved. And I did like the character. About a year ago, I tried to buy shares in the company because I like the business itself and what they're doing, but I couldn't because my stockbroker didn't supply them because they were incorporated in America. Cool. Okay, well, let's talk.
I think the ultimate, you know, the ultimate problem here is it's U.S. brokers. It's a U.S. deal, right? The Nasdaq SPAC deal. So it's very hard to get any visibility on what happens there. You know, it's a whole other market. It's its own world. Yeah. And it's quite frustrating. You know, the arbitrage, I think everyone had the best will in the world to try to get the deal done at $10. Yeah. I think there would have been an opportunity to do it had they not raised the money, and it probably would have free floated higher. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But needs must, I think. I think that's what's happened. You know, they needed that to this is me assuming, you know, but I imagine, you know, these are costly transactions. So, costs are quite expensive of a NASDAQ listing. So you got to offset that somehow.
And someone's asking about when they get their shares. You have no idea of that, do you? I mean, someone says it takes about 3 weeks. Any idea?
I don't know. I don't know the precise timing of that. They will all get their shares eventually. You know, I mean, it usually, you know, there is no, it's not the first company that's been acquired off of AIM. But yeah, the mechanics are often complex and slow, but we'll, you know, eventually there'll be visibility on that.
Yeah, okay. Imagenix, news out this week on a strategic investment, and there's also, I don't know if we talked about this last week, clinical hold lift plan accepted by the FDA.
Yeah, exactly. So we mentioned this last week, and, you know, the company is actually going from strength to strength. So, you know, back-to-back positive announcements over the last month. You know, they first their clinic, you know, this is having come from a place where things were difficult, right? They had a hold put on their clinical trial. Their first, this is a company that's preclinical moving into clinic with their first asset, which is a CAR T therapy for leukemia. They filed to start their clinical trial with the FDA, and the FDA put a hold on it because they were worried about something in terms of their cell manufacturing process. So, long story short, clinical hold was applied, stock went down, but that's what's changed recently is the hold's been lifted. You know, they have a plan with the FDA. They have a plan with the FDA to lift the hold. So the plan is approved by the FDA, and the FDA has said, okay, if you meet these requirements, then we'll lift the hold. So it's a clear path to a lifting. Obviously, they still have to do the work and submit the data, and the data has to support the lifting of the, you know, address the concerns that the FDA has. So they're working on that now. So, but that was good news because now we have a clear path to getting that hold lifted and them getting into clinic. Mm-hmm. Second thing that's happened, which is this week, they announced a small placing subscription, basically, from kind of a strategic investor, one of the CROs that'll be involved in their clinical trial. And they did it at a substantial premium, a 240% premium to the share price. So the shares have been rallying ever since. You know, they're at about 2.6p. I mean, they've had a really good run in the last 2-3 weeks.
Yeah. So why would a company invest at a premium like that?
I think similar to us in looking at the U.S. market, the U.S. market onto AIM, you know, they probably, I was just agreed between the two parties. But it's more strategic. Like they have an agreement with this company too. So it's a contract research organization. So they'll be helping them with the clinical trials, etc.
Okay,
so it could be part of their contract too. Yeah. You know what I mean? That is as a part of a broader agreement. Yeah. Well, it was. I'm sure it was.
Yeah. Okay, makes sense. All right.
But it's good for the business because it's less diluted financing. You know, it wasn't done at a discount.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Marvelous stuff. Okay, and I see the charts rallying a bit there. And it's had some cracking rallies in the past, Humogenix, hasn't it? So there's a lot of, hype in there around that. There's obviously a lot of potential, of course, which, of course, anything to do with cancer and leukemia is a huge market. If you solve that problem, you know, and you're going to print money. It's starting to see a few more spikes come into it now. So that's a bit of activity, it seems like, is happening.
There's some interest now in the stocks really changed momentum in the last few weeks. And it's good. It's positive. I think it's a very, very good, good set of announcements.
Yeah. Cool. Marvelous stuff. Vadim, thanks for that. And we'll speak to you next week.
Perfect. Thanks, Justin. Speak soon.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.